you have any tricks up your sleeve, better get them ready now.
Hello and welcome to Host of Ascalon, a Guild Wars 2 podcast where two enthusiastic fangirls have a lovely warm chat. Hello, Alona.
Hello.
I'm Hashtag. And this is all a mess.
It's like, how did you mess up the intro? You're one line in.
I was going for more of the conversational tone, but, you know, I didn't have much of an intro this week because there's not that much news, and it's a pretty short episode, so, you know,
we might go on and on and on about chairs.
That's true. I shouldn't say it's a short episode before we do the thing. But anyway, before we get started, a reminder that you can get in touch with us with questions, comments, or just for funsies by emailing us at hostsofascalon@gmail.com or on Twitter at hostsofascalon. Mm-hmm. First up is Chivo's, where we go over what we've been up to in Guild Wars 2. Alona, would you like to start us off?
Why, yes, I would. I would want to start us off. I've been talking the last couple shows how I've been working on the Ascended weapon specializations for Path of Fire, and I got them all done. So I think I had three left to do after last show, and I got them all done, and I never want to map complete Crystal Oasis or kill a caffeinated Skrit again in my entire life.
Remind me where the caffeinated Skrit are.
A variety of places through Path of Fire maps. I typically would do the ones in Crystal Oasis because I was in there doing map completion. Uh-huh. And there's a lot of them I don't mind, but those ones were, well, okay, obviously map completion isn't that big a deal. But when you do it like several times a week for one map,
ooh.
It's like,
feel the grind.
Yeah. So, I mean, Taco made that a lot easier. And the caffeinated script, like, it's not a gimme. Like, there's every possibility you're going to fail at any given time.
Yeah.
Even with a reasonably sized group, like, you probably need about, I would say, four people to have a reasonable chance of succeeding at it. It's not certainly not one of the ones you can do by yourself.
I see.
I am, however, continuing with my core map completion that I've decided to do as a side project. Uh-huh. With my ranger. So I did, I've done a couple maps that way. And I can't remember, I think I may have talked about it on last show. What I'm doing is if there's like this zone daily that has event completer, I will go to that zone and do the events, but mm-hmm. also do map completion at the same time on that character. And it's been really chill. It's very, very relaxing. Again, Taco.
I think we should do some of that together because I would enjoy that because I also have my Char mm-hmm. who I am taking through map completion. I haven't done in a while, but I think it would be fun and relaxing to do together.
It's super chill. And there's places in the core maps that you don't necessarily, like, it's not that you never go to them, but you don't necessarily wander them.
Mm.
Where is this? Oh, actually, the last one I did was Mount Maelstrom, and Zero and Panther joined me. And we were doing that one because it was also the Golem Mark II for the daily. So we did there, it tootled around there until it was time to go defeat that. And then we just continued and finished. So it was good.
Cool.
I moved guild missions back to Sunday night. We had moved them to Tuesday. But for a variety of reasons, one of which is weeknights for me are like really tricky. Like I don't have the best track record with being on time or having guild missions happen at the best of times. So, and Tuesday was just right out.
That was rough.
It was not a good scene, but I had forgot how many guilds do missions on Sunday. So going back to Sunday, like races are so much easier. It's so much easier. We haven't done any of the, like, we've done all the easy things. Right. And we usually do all the treks that are available. Sometimes fail the hard trek, but we at least get personal rewards for it. And it's worth trying. Like, I think we failed the hard trek with 7 locations left out of like 30 some, close. I think it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was with 3 of us doing it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, so. I, And I have been absent from those, but I...
If only someone would message you.
And, well, yes. It's not for lack of wanting, but I'm going to be there this Sunday, so I'm looking forward to it.
Yes. So I just find like Sunday at 9, I'm ready, I'm prepared. It's a nice ending to the weekend for me and ready to start the day or the new week. So anyway, I'm pretty happy with moving it back. And finally, I've been logging in almost every day to nab the parchment for the Tengu etching chivos and also to go to Drizzlewood to trade mats for char accommodations because those, man, it gets rid of some mats that are junking up my inventory.
What are the commendations? What are they used for?
The commendations, it has something to do with achievements. And also when you get, there's one box you get when you do it as well. And I can't remember which one, but if you know, sometimes you get those boxes and you can choose from the rewards in there. And one of the things is that like script or that text parchment looking thing that will then unlock the achievements for that area. Right.
The scrolls. Yeah.
Yeah. The scrolls. So I've been nabbing that out of the boxes that I get. So yeah. I'm just trying to unlock all those things. But today I went to talk to our Tengu friend in I the North to get another round of etching paper, parchment paper. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to count what I have. And I have one too many, as it turns out. So I'm glad I didn't buy three more at a, like, what are they, 3 gold each or 1 gold
each? 1 gold each.
Yeah. Yeah, 3 gold if you buy all three. Yeah. So I got one extra, but that's all right. And we never talked about on last show, but this character whose name I cannot remember at the moment, he is fantastic looking. Like his feathered crest on his head is just glorious. I love it. I sense you're not as enthusiastic about it, even though I kept talking to you about it.
I absolutely love it. I was actually quick Googling to see if I could figure out what Goro Clever Claws.
Ah, right.
Yes. No, I agree. Beautiful coloring.
Beautiful plumage.
Beautiful plumage. Wow, there's our episode title. It gives me hope that
they're,
Tengu may be playable at some point, maybe with the new expansion. Who knows?
Either they are, or we're being taunted something fierce.
We are. We definitely are.
I don't know which one it is.
Yeah.
So that is it for me. #T. What you do?
Well, I've been working through the Drizzlewood Coast map events. I'm still trying to learn how everything works, how all the different sections work together towards the meta. And, you know, I've kind of got a general idea of it, but I have not played that much over the past couple of weeks. So
I've never done the full meta, but that's true of so many maps.
Yeah. So I have been trying to kind of get more familiar with what's going on. And I finally did complete the full meta with the post events that come after, where you're going around and killing different champions. It's very similar to the meta event in Dragonfall, where after you kill the dragon, then you would go around and kill these different champs and get rewards. But you could only open the boxes if you had keys from doing events around the map. So it encourages you to do map events in the downtime. So I have not done enough map events in the downtime to open all the boxes in the meta yet. I keep running out of keys. So obviously I need to do some more map events before doing a full meta run. But yeah, it was okay. I thought I had finished my masteries. Silly me.
Like just general. Oh yeah. Masteries.
Yeah. When I finished the map, and I finished the story, I thought I had gotten enough experience and finished my masteries. But what I had done was I had finished the fourth level of a single mastery, which was one of the essences. And I didn't realize that. And I didn't realize there's a whole new track, which enables you to get around the map easier and things like that. So realized that today.
I'm not done those either. So there's that.
Well, that's comforting. I need to get more rest.
It shouldn't be.
I do need to get more mastery points. I'm kind of behind in that a little bit, but it seems like I'm very close. When I look at my achievement panel, just from tootling around Drizzle the Ghost, I'm very close to getting a number of mastery points from finishing up achievements that I hadn't even known I was really working towards, which are my favorite kind of achievements.
I haven't even done the meta in the last map ever.
You did it with us.
Nope.
With me and Zero.
No, yes. not the most recent one we did. But
No. The dragon one in whatchamacallit?
Bayora Marche?
Yes.
No.
Bijara Marche.
No. I don't think I have. I did it for the story.
Okay.
Like that fight, I think.
I think it's possible.
It's entirely possible.
Well, here's the thing too, with those meta events right now, some of these achievements and you know that you need to get for the meta achievement, the shiver emote, in order to get that, you do have to do a bunch of achievements. And I think one of them is something like do the, you know, the map meta 20 times or something like that. And it's just the grind is real. And I'm not feeling so grindy.
No.
Not really. I mean, I really like collections. I think that's my favorite kind of achievement. Collections or achievements that you don't really realize you're doing until you get them. Those are my favorite kind. My two favorite kinds. So some achievements are things like kill X amount of enemies in X territory. That's kind of like you're working on it without even realizing you're working on it kind of achievement. And that's cool. And then I like the general ones, which are like open up all these caches or, you know, go find all of these devices or read all of these journal pages.
I love those. I like.
Yeah.
And I even like the tiered collections or even time gated, like the etching one. And there's also gold. Like, I don't mind a gold component for it. Like, I don't mind because you can still. Yeah. If it's you still feel like there's a sense of progress. They've tied it to it feels like they've tied it to story.
Yeah. So I like all of that sort of thing. But when it comes to doing an hour-long meta event 20 times.
Nope.
Yeah. So I'm a little behind on that.
I'm a lot.
Let's see. Lona, you and I have been catching strike missions with relics.
At least twice.
Yeah, we caught it, you know, so twice in the past couple of weeks. It just seems like we're catching it on our Wednesday night playtime, which has been kind of fun.
Mm-hmm. Which is something we recently more formally set up. Like we've decided that whenever the time in which we'd be doing a show on the Wednesdays where we don't have a show, we're still going to meet up at that time and do something. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we might stream. Sometimes we don't.
Sometimes
we haven't
we
yet.
Just do the thing. But, yeah. Although we did. So 2 weeks ago, we spent 2 hours, an hour, 2 hours. We were setting up our cameras and kind of figuring out doing cameras with Discord. And it was hilarious because
you look like ghost.
I look like a ghost because my lighting is horrific. And
I looked like I was color keyed, like a art film where everything was in black and white, but my skin was yellow.
But then,
or skin colored.
Then we had all sorts of like kindergarten-esque fun time where, you know, our videos were stacked on top of each other. And we would do things like if I'm the bottom video, I'd raise my arms up so you can't see the hands. And then Alona would lower her arms so all you can see are the hands until her hands
and it looked like her
arms.
Hands were
and we were doing like the Swedish chef and it was fantastic. And that didn't get old. So we had a lot of fun with that.
I was on the bottom and you were on the top. And then we tried a few other things where I put my head up so it was just the bottom part of my face and you. And we didn't stream that or record it. It was just purely for our own enjoyment. And we had a good time with that. But that has nothing to do with the game itself. So
no,
strike missions. With
fun times.
With
strike missions.
Spirit.
Can't go wrong with a spirit-led event.
No.
Always a good time. Always a good outcome. So thank you, Spirit,
yeah.
for inviting us and for not yelling at us when we don't know what we're doing, or, you know,
you do know what you're doing. Stick close to spirit and the group. That's all you do.
That is very true. I know not to say anything when spirit asks, like, is there, you know, a healer or, you know, a healing scourge. And I'm like, oh, a scourge. And I heal occasionally, but I'm not what you're looking for. God,
this is not the scourge you're looking for.
This is not the scourge you're looking for. I do things, but yeah.
And last week we did Cold War, which was, I had never done that one. So that was really interesting, which was like a war of attrition. Essentially, you just have to survive wave after wave of things.
But, we did it.
Well, because we were carried.
Listen, if we were
I wouldn't
there,
say we did
if
it.
If we were there, it would have been measurably harder for everybody else. So we're just providing a couple extra, you know, thwacks of DPS. So really, I mean,
whacks of win, something.
Win, win, win.
Yeah. Waxy residue is always.
The wax, not wax.
I know. I knew. I know.
All right.
I stand by this.
All right. Your turn.
My turn? All right. And now it's time for Posts of Ascalon, where we recap the news for Guild Wars 2. And we actually got an announcement for Dragon Bash, and it didn't happen the day after this show. And that is a cause for celebration in and of itself.
Always.
So June 23rd, Tyrians held the first Dragon Bash after Zaitan's defeat, an expression of relief and joy at beating impossible odds. With Jormag's influence on the rise, it's more important than ever to commemorate your victories with an annual party. And they say to join the revelry, travel to the Norn capital city of Holbrek to bust open dragon piñatas, bet on racing moas, participate in mount races, and marvel at the massive Kralkatoric hologram stalking the sky. They'll be bringing back the battle holograms, where you enter the dragon arena to face off against holographic dragon minions, challenge yourself in dragon arena survival, and keep an eye out for hologram stampede events in maps around Holbrek. I'm not even sure I did any of the hologram stampede events last year.
I don't recall doing any of them, because I think everything I did was in Holbrek.
What do you think the chances are that I did do it and I would have progress towards achievements that prove I've done it and I've completely blanked?
I'm going to say 103%.
I would not take that bet.
So they also released a, you know, kind of a teaser for this. No new images or, you know, new content there. But I did get super excited when I played it. And
the music.
I heard Bash the Dragons, because it's so good.
It is so good. So I was, before we started the show, I queued it up to watch the trailer. And like you say, there's, if you've been to the previous year's Dragon Bash, there's nothing, I don't think there's anything new in the trailer. Mm-mm. But the music actually, you know, gave me like the tingles.
It does. Because it just, it's so.
And I was happily so like tapping along to it, and it was so
between
good.
Between this and Fear Not This Night, man. Oof.
You know, I think I just really like songs where a lot of people are singing joyously together. I think that just, that makes me very happy.
Didn't McLean Deemer do both Bash the Dragon and Fear Not This Night?
No, I believe Fear Not This Night was Jeremy Soule.
Oh, okay.
I believe. And I can't remember who, if it was McLean or Lena, who did Bash the Dragon. I honestly can't remember. I feel bad that I can't remember.
I feel like it was McLean, because I feel like he sang it as like a joke, right? And then they decided to go with it.
You could be right. I feel bad, but I can't remember.
How dare you?
I'm a terrible person. And they finish off the post with earn new rewards, collect Zaitaffy to trade for festival prizes, or combine them into Jawbreakers to exchange for electrifying imbued holographic weapons. Complete Dragon Bash feats to earn holographic shoulder skins. So We don't know what those are yet. I even looked on the page and it doesn't really say or show, I think, what those weapons or the shoulder skins really look like. I didn't mm-hmm. see any teasers towards them, but I'm guessing that the weapons are like along the lines of the weapons that they've been introducing for all of the events, like how there's a special event weapon set. And I'm intrigued.
Yeah. So we do have a picture, and it looks like the shoulder event. I think that's the shoulder, right?
That was from last year.
So that would truly be the wings as the back piece and not coming off of the shoulders. I thought maybe there were like holographic wings.
Did we have the imbued holographic weapons last year? I honestly can't remember.
I can't remember either.
But it says earn new rewards and then lists those specifically. So I don't
know. Yeah. I think the shoulders are definitely new. I'm not sure about the weapons. And it might have been one of those things too where, you know, like kind of like with SAB weapons where there's no way that you can get them all done in 1 year. So you kind of the long game with that.
Yeah. And Spirit in chat is saying Bash the Dragon originated all the way back when they were showing the Shatterer at conventions pre-launch.
Oh, wow.
But she can't remember who started it either. If only we had the internet that could help us with this.
Well,
I might look that up while you start your bit.
All right. So summer's heating up with divine new items. First up, we have the Tanglewood Wings Backpack Glider and Combo for 700 gems. You'll feel as powerful as Melandru herself when you wear these wings. The backpack adds natural mystery to any look, branching out into new growth when you deploy your glider. So this is kind of a tree-esque glider and back piece. Truly, truly beautiful.
Love it.
Branches with leaves that are dyeable. It is absolutely fantastic. I was telling Alona before started recording that this was truly what I was hoping for with Wayfarer's Henge.
Wayfarer's Henge. It feels like it should go from one to the other, doesn't it? But it doesn't.
Right. Well, yeah. And also, yeah. Because, well, with Wayfarer's Henge, I was excited to have kind of a nature-esque back piece with tree branches and
leaves. I love Wayfarer's Henge.
I do, but it also is a little heavy and a little blocky. And what I really like about this new one is it's a little bit more organic and it's just gorgeous. I went on Reddit and Kulinda on Reddit posted some different dye options for
beautiful.
The back piece. So kind of like a fall scape and then a red leaves and then just the bright green as well, trying all these different options. And you know me, Alona, I'm not one to kind of plop down gems, but
you've been doing it more recently though.
Oh, we need to talk about that. I forgot about that. So let's rewind just a minute to what's hashtag the, did.
What's rewind noise?
No, that's not
okay.
Rewind.
Whatever.
I give up.
It's terrible.
It was truly terrible. So a couple weeks ago we were on and we were doing our typical, let's just hang out in the guild hall and play with dyes. And I was asking Alona about the different mounts that she had. And then I realized, or mount skins. And then I realized that I actually had a couple gems left over. So we both bought some mount skins.
Yeah. The adoption license.
Rolled the dice.
The random mount adoption license. I bought another one after that, by the way.
Of course you did.
Yeah.
So I got, I think I got a jackal one that I wasn't too excited about, but then I finally got a griffin skin and I have not had, I don't have any griffin skins, up to this point. And, I was super excited about this one. I don't really remember which one it even is, but the fact that I can do all these different dye channels,
I do know which one it is, but I can't remember the name. But I do have a visual. It has a longer beak than normal.
Yeah, and I can't remember which pack it was from.
I can't remember either. Anyway. I'd have to log into game. Since we've already segued back to a previous segment, Bash the Dragon is the theme song composed by Matthew Moore, later arranged by McLean Damer, to be recorded as a full version sung by several ArenaNet employees. There you go. There you go. Did you say how much that backpack cost, by the way?
Yes, it did. It costs 600 gems.
No.
No, it doesn't. It costs 700. I'm looking at the wrong one. It costs 700 gems. And again, it is a backpack and glider combo. I'm going to get this because I need it. Mm-hmm. So good. And then for 600 gems, we have the new Duena's Throne. Or rather, as it should be called, Alona's Throne.
I love it. I have a lot of the Duena's weapon skins and, you know, the Light of Duena back piece. I really like all the Duena items. I love the color aesthetic here. But more,
the thing you'd most love about it.
More importantly, I zoomed right in here. The screen cap they've supplied with a character sitting in it. I want to know who at ArenaNet's character this is, because this character is, I'm going to swear ever so slightly, and I apologize, so badass looking. I love it so much. I just love everything about this character. I love the dye channels. I love the hair. I mean, the pose is set by the chair, of course, but just, I want that character and the chair. I think it's so gorgeous. I really like that chair. But I can't decide if it's 600. I can't decide if I like it 600 gems. That's the thing.
I do really, really. Because.
For a chair. I like it a lot.
It does seem really high, a high price for a chair, because it's not like something that you can, you know, when you have like a skin or something like that, you're, you know, looking at it a lot as you're playing normal game. But with a chair, you kind of have to interrupt game to use it. But not saying it isn't fantastic and fabulous.
It is beautiful. The description is, this divine chair is inspired by Duena, the goddess of healing, air, and life. Seated amid its cerulean feathers and gilded adornments, you'll be the picture of serene elegance and badassery.
Ooh, well,
if you're this character, this specific character.
So in keeping with our theme of jumping around here, I have determined that I have a Shiver Peaks pileated griffin skin.
Ah, say good.
Yes, it's so good. So good. Anyway, all right. So back to the notes here. We're refreshing our section of backpack skins this week, so be on the lookout for returning favorites. So returning today, this was yesterday, Tuesday the 16th, Kate's Bloom Dagger and Kate's Crystal Bloom Sword and the Wyvern Roost Scepter skin. Mm-hmm. I have no idea what that is. A Roost Scepter? Looking this up.
I will continue while you do that. Also returning this week, Lord Codicus's Pistol skin and Sword skin. Menzies, although I know it's actually supposed to be pronounced Mingus's Agony, Rox's Short Bow and Rox's Quiver Set, Stone Shard Scepter Skin, Armistice Bastion Pass, it's very hard to read when things jump in on your show notes, and War-Torn Marauder War-Claw Skin.
Wow.
War-Claw Skin. And yeah, they're returning to old gem store. And actually, I was going to say, we talked about this in, I can't remember which show it was, but a few shows ago, that when it would be really great feature to have in the gem store that you could, if something isn't available, ask for, most people have signed up for getting emails from ArenaNet.
To get a notification when
so
it's available.
If you're like, yeah, if this item is available, please notify me via email.
Oh, so good.
And that would be a really nice feature. I know they've added some additional kind of visuals when there's updates to the Black Lion shop in the game. Like there's like a blue glow around the icon on the top left of your, like that bar, the menu bar. But mm-hmm. That could be a really nice feature. Like, because there's people who, for whatever reason, just can't check every week and then they'll find out I missed it was there last week and it's gone now. Oh no. So
yeah, I think they'd actually make more money if they did something like that. So
is the person naked in that picture that you've posted?
Yes. Well, I mean, this is from so I posted a picture of the Wyvern Roost Scepter skin, and most skin pictures, screenshots of skins on the wiki page generally have a naked body next to them so that it's not detracting from the weapon. All you see is mostly weapon.
Oh, makes sense.
But
I can't say I'm a fan of this skin, by the way. The Wyvern Receptor skin.
It's not really my look. It's kind of a red wyvern-esque thing with wings coming out from the sides of the scepter and an egg shape.
You know what? It's actually growing on me. The more I look at it, I think it might be the angle it's being shown at, because of course it's being wielded, so it's like at a weird down angle, so the head of the wyvern is upside down.
Oh, I didn't really see the head. Wait, where is the head?
At the very bottom in that last one you just posted.
Okay.
That's essentially upside down. When it is stowed, it is upside down. The whole thing. We're really going in on this one for some reason.
I don't know. Not quite my thing. But you know, I think if you like that kind of reptilian look,
I almost want it to be a torch.
You're right. I think it would make a pretty good torch.
In any event, it's available again.
Yes. And speaking of weird skins, we have. I like that you commented on this one. We have the Mordrum Alpha Jackal skin for 1,600 gems, and Alona has helpfully added the description "ew" with about 17 W's. Mordrum wolves are made when the roots of a Mordrum flower burrow into the corpse of a wolf. Mordrum Alpha Jackals are made when heroes like you apply this mount skin created using top secret Black Lion Trading Company illusion magic. No real wolves were harmed in the making of this mount skin.
Now, I don't mean the you to mean that I don't appreciate the effort that went into making this or that it's not effective. That is actually indicative of how effective this design is, because I find it extremely disturbing and creepy, and I cannot deal with it. Like the way the neck comes up and around, and then the skull with the stamens coming out of the mouth. And I don't like the Mordrum wolves in Heart of Thorns maps.
That's what I was going to say.
But at the same time, they're trying to eat your face and you're destroying them super fast. So it's not like they're just hanging out there still where you get a good long look at them. Where is this you do?
Yeah, I feel like this is maybe your look if you are like chaotic evil or something. Like this is not.
Okay, I have to scroll past this. I can't deal anymore. Yep. Like there's. Cannot.
I made it a little worse by putting a GIF in.
Yeah, the show and then notes. Made it really big. So it's just been rotating on my screen.
All right. Moving on, Alona, I feel like you should talk about this one.
the Dragon's Watch Regalia Appearance Package for 2,000 gems. And I have my... I should maybe talk about this in context, but I do have like rigid tassels. My descriptor there. Founded by Ritlock Brimstone and Pack Commander. And the Pack Commander, Dragon's Watch, is dedicated to protecting Tyria from the threat of the Elder Dragons. Black Lion designers were inspired to create an outfit and cape ensemble worthy of being worn by the leader of these iconic heroes. The package includes a Dragon's Watch cape, Dragon's Watch regalia, mythic weapon choice, Dragon's Watch die set, and total makeover kit. And you can buy the cape, the regalia, and the makeover kit separately, obviously. So the cape is 500 gems on its own. The regalia is 700 gems on its own. And the makeover kit is always in the gem store and it's 350 gems. And to preface, before we go into this, I think this is a beautiful outfit. And I also really, really like the cape. But I had to look. So I was on Alona. I was looking at it and it looks amazing, but there's tassels on it, like around the hip area. All the tassels seem to be on the right side. So there's three or four tassels on the right side of your hip. But then there's one right on the chest, right there.
Yeah.
So it's just like you just have one breast tassel. And we were checking out like how much motion they had. And so we were flinging the characters back and forth in the preview pane. And the tassels don't move very much, hence rigid tassels. So, but All that said, it really is quite a beautiful outfit. And I'm trying to decide if I want to get the full package or if I just want to buy the regalia on its own. And I can't decide, partly because, okay, here's the thing. The die set isn't available outside. And I know I keep getting yelled at for buying dies in the first place. And I haven't bought a die in a very long time because...
That's true. You've been good.
I've been very good. I just can't... And I don't know if this has changed. Maybe I'm wrong on this. But if you're... I want to be guaranteed to get one of the dies if I'm paying 2,000 gems.
That's true.
So... But, and maybe that's the case because you can only get this die set with this package. Hey, Kit. And so, I don't know. I'm kind of trying to decide. I'm waffling. It's a lot of gems, but
it is.
There's two of the things I definitely would like. Total makeover kits never go far astray. They're nice to have. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of, and the mythic weapons are just like bonkers. but it's just too much. Even in that set with the discounts inherent in it being a set, it's just too much for a chance. Like, oh, I'm going to get gray dye again, probably. Mm. Like, you know.
So sucky. I mean.
Ugh. I mean, I buy a lot of keys for Black Lion Chess. You can't argue that I am opposed to chance. We each bought like an adoption license. That's also chance. But I mean, when the disparity between the nice die set versus a, you know, oh, here's your olive silk die or something like that, which is a nice die color, but I've had it since the first month of the game. So.
Right, right.
Name it. There's my minor rant about die skins. But it's a beautiful, beautiful outfit.
It really is. I'm tempted, but not as much as tempted towards the, whatchamacallit, the Tanglewood Wings backpack. So
yeah,
that's going to be my purchase.
Before we move on, I never actually put this in the show notes, but last week we talked about the Ice Reaver weapons coming to the Black Lion weapon specialist, and I hadn't actually looked at them at that point, and I've since had a chance to go and look at these, and they're still available for one Black Lion ticket each. And This is a beautiful weapon set. So if you have a Black Lion ticket burning a hole in your pocket, These are really, really nice. I recommend.
I really like the torch.
I like all of them. They're just really, really nice. I don't actually, the Dark Wing. I don't even remember seeing the Dark Wing.
What is the Dark Wing?
That was the previous set, and I don't remember ever seeing it before. Did we not talk about this? Did we skip it entirely somehow magically?
It may have been an in-between episode.
It is also a really good set.
Yeah.
And it's available. You can get those for two tickets per. Yeah, the Dark Wings ones are really nice. All right. Anyway, that wasn't in the show notes, but I was thinking about that after that. Those were really nice skins, and they deserve a chat. Like, normally we look at them before the show, so we know what we're talking about, and we didn't this time. Yeah, well, I'm going to use a torch skin and a bikini all the time.
Always.
Always.
All right, so for our default mail carrier this week, I wanted to call out that I got a Twitch message from our guildie, Ocho, who answered my plea for assistance in hooking up multiple cameras for streaming so that both Alona and I can be on screen streaming while we are playing together. And
maybe during the show, if we decide that we're comfortable doing that.
We're working on our lighting and backgrounds. Mm-hmm.
And faces.
And well, for me, it's more like I'm at this point now with pandemic hair as well. So there's that fun wrinkle.
I've reached living in ponytail life.
Yeah.
That's what I've reached to.
Ugh. I feel like as soon as my hair gets ponytail length, I'll be okay. But the fact that I went pixie short right before we went into quarantine means that I've got this like ragtaggy hairdo right now that...
Actually, I thought it looked really cute when I was when I could see your face.
Well, thank you. I'll take it. But anyway, Ocho sent me a nice note explaining how to do all the things and very detailed explanation of what we need to do. So stay tuned for our video content if and when we get that figured out. And again, thank you, Ocho. Really appreciate you taking the time to message me all that information. So
very helpful.
Yes. Yes.
Did you see Discord chat?
Did I see Discord chat? Yes. All right.
Did you wanna?
Let's do it. It's okay. All you, Luna.
All right. Well, this is going to sound awesome because I'm not at all prepared. So we are setting up a Patreon. We talked about it at the end of last show. If you caught us live or listened to the Twitch stream after we had finished recording, we brought it up a little bit. We were trying to decide if we wanted to. And it's not because we're looking to supplement our incomes. That's not it at all. But we do have some out-of-pocket expenditures for doing the podcast, and we're just hoping to alleviate those a little bit. And we're only going to have one tier. It will be $1 because we don't want to be greedy people. And look for that. We'll tweet out when it's fully ready. It's not ready quite yet. And and if you hate this idea and think we're really should not be doing this, also let us know. We're open to that sort of feedback. That's totally fine. I feel weird about doing it because we've gone so long without one, but it's worth a try. I guess, I don't know. What do you think? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think it's important to support your entertainment. So, and we're truly, like Alona said, we're not looking to really make any money off of this. We're just looking to pay our expenses. So
yeah. And hashtag and I had talked.
So inclined.
Yeah. And we had talked if on the off chance there's more there than we actually need to cover our monthly subscription service for the podcast. Our plan currently is to, at the end of the year, whatever's left over, donate it to a charity. And anyone who's been a patron would get the opportunity to vote for which charity we would donate it to. Mm-hmm. Alternatively, we could just donate it to some of the charities that get run through Guild Wars 2 as well. There's mm-hmm. also that possibility.
Lots of options.
Yeah. So that's our plan with it. And let us know what you think. If you're on board or if you think it's not a great idea. I don't know. You can tell I'm really unsure about this hashtag.
Well, just to make it clear, we are coming in at kind of the lowest possible amount here. We do not currently have any plans to produce any extra content for our patrons. It's purely just a more at a like buy us a coffee level than pay for hidden content. So just want to make that clear.
Oh, yeah. Good call.
Yeah. So let us know what you think, and we will get that information to you all ASAP when it's ready to go.
All right.
And that is it. That is the show. So to get in touch with us, you can contact me hashtag on Twitter at #thetag. That's #HAASH the tag, or SIGG.1735 in game. You can also engage Alona at one big pear. That's pear as in the fruit. Or in game at onebigpair.1249. And as mentioned at the top of the show, you message both of us at once at hostsofascalon@gmail.com. And by both, we mean you message Alona and she will let me know. Yeah. Or on Twitter at hostsofascalon using your trusty tweeter machine. You can subscribe to Hosts of Ascalon on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or Stitcher, or you can hop over to our website, hostsofascalon.com, to either listen directly or nab the RSS to use with your preferred podcast app. And don't forget, we live stream the show at twitch.tv/hostsofascalon every third Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern. Our next live Twitch show will be July 8th.
Da-da-da-da.
And good show, Luna. Thank you to our Twitch squad for coming out to the live show. To them and to everyone listening, walk with the pack. In the eyes of Wolf, we are all brothers and sisters.